a lot of us haven't met in person, but we've met on the spiritual network. And what is the spiritual network? Well, lately we've all been hearing a lot about the social networks, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or whatever. When I came into Actualism in 1970, just within a few lessons, I began to hear about and was introduced to the spiritual network, which was called our networks of light, that we as beings of light have built and are continuing to develop. And we are all on these networks of light, whether we're aware of it in our brain mind or not. But it's a way that we have been able to communicate nonverbally, telepathically, to help people find Actualism, and to help those, whether they're in Actualism or not, to bring out their light from within, to do what's needed to accomplish their mission and purpose in life, and to be able to work both individually and as a group to help in all situations, whether it's something like a planetary crisis like we're seeing now in Japan and in the Middle East, or a local need for support in a community. So it's a way of being supported as well as supporting others, both inside and outside of our Actualism group. And it's one of the things I love about it is the effortless effort of this way of working. The inner networks, like the outer networks, are there's a great flow of communication taking place at electronic speeds. The difference is that on these networks of light, they only transmit high-frequency energy, energy that's healing, uplifting, awakening, illuminating. And so you never have to worry about getting low frequency from the networks of light or getting loaded up with some kind of a heavy thought form or emotional state. It's really just a network of support and uplift. We all have personal networks, and we'll work with these today, and you can continue refining and amplifying those with people that you love, people in your immediate circle of friends and family, as well as coworkers. And then there's the larger groups that we're parts of, with group projects that we might be involved in. And then, as I said, the much larger, the planetary, where many networks of light come together in one great network. So let's move into an experience of working with the networks of light, the spiritual network, as we do as light workers, meeting in the upper room with our focus 6 inches above the center of the top of the head, magnify awareness here of the being of light that you are, the radiant divine being that each of us is. And experience the recognition and acknowledgement from the being of light that you are of you as a co-pilot, as a personality or creation, working in awareness with the creator that you are. And open up to that, the love and gratitude that comes with that acknowledgement and the appreciation that as beings of light we have for our beloved personality systems and our the brain mind, that it's humble enough and aware and awakened enough to turn within and ask to communicate with the being of light that we are, that each of us as an individual being of light has that unique individuality. And this is the actual you that is immortal, timeless, and unlimited by physical space or time. Experience the generous, abundant flow of radiant awareness from the upper room pouring into and throughout your body, throughout your brain, enlightening your more of your knowing awareness, gathering it, organizing it. With effortless effort, as I mentioned, think, let, observe, experience, enjoy the process. Experience the radiant awareness flowing through the nerves in your brain and along the neural pathways throughout your body to all the sensory systems, through your solar plexus and out to the tiny nerve endings in your skin, enlightening, gathering, organizing your sensory awareness. More of your sensory awareness, because you already have whatever amount of enlightened sensory awareness you have. It doesn't go away. But we can augment and add to it each time we do this. Experience the pleasure of awakening, opening to radiant awareness in your sensory systems. And move with the radiant awareness into your heart. Focus it in your heart. And it moves through your blood and circulatory system. And also bring it into the liver on the right side of your chest. And bringing from here, it moves throughout your glandular systems. And in these liquid and glandular pathways of the body, we can gather, enlighten, and organize more emotional or feeling awareness. And this emotional enlightened awareness allows us to experience the joy of the being of light that we are, the joy of living, the joy of being, as well as doing. And enlightened awareness gives us a special place to stand in and operate from when we're dealing with painful emotion or sensation or troubling thoughts, mental. So with this enlightened awareness, now we've gathered an enlightened knowing, sensory and emotional or feeling awareness. Again, refocus in the upper room, 6 inches above the center of the top of your head, and experience the point of light here, if this is your first time working with this, or if you've been doing this before, it's more than a point of light. It's a radiant little crystal white star. And now, if this is your first time doing this, that star takes form and the light from it shines out in all directions. And think of the star opening and the light from it downpouring, this crystal clear or crystal white, pure energy essence, bathing your body and all of the organs and cells and systems throughout your body in this energy that's very cleansing, it's a synthesis of all of the different attributes of the light or life energy of the being of light that you are. And so it has many different facets and qualities, but one of the most notable is that it clears out the mixture and muddiness, whether it's mental confusion or like and dislike, love and hate mixed together, or pain and pleasure. It helps release the body systems and the mind within the body from that adulterated experience or mixture, so we can move into more unadulterated enjoyment of life, of the being of light that we are, that you are, that I am, that each of us in our own unique way is a being of light. And let that pour through your body, out your feet. Feel it directed. Experience it from head to toe. And out your hands and fingers and fingertips. Bring your hands up facing each other and experience it pouring through your hands as the energy circulates. You might notice a kind of a tingling or a warmth there in your hands and between your hands. And think of the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet closing, so the energy begins to backfill, filling up through your body where we've cleared out, through the feet, ankles, the legs, hips, pelvic area, up through the torso, chest and back, through your shoulders, arms and hands, your neck and head, and let it overflow. Just think of the top of your head opening and it pours out like a fountain around your body into the energy field that extends out from your body in a sphere. It starts out about 12 to 15 feet and then it can grow much bigger. So that you have this abundance of light to share, and you're giving from that abundance, that inexhaustible flow, it's never diminishing yourself by giving. It's always increasing your capacity by sharing your light. And now moving into the upper room, into the little radiant star, experience, send a beam of light from your star to my star, and I'll send one from my upper room back to you, and we have a lighted radiant communication line going two ways here, from you to me and me to you. Now, send this out. Think of someone that you love, someone close to you, and send a beam. Just think it, let it, like a laser beam, move out from this, from your upper room and your star to the point of light within their upper room. So whether they have done this technique or not, the being of light that they are has radiance and uses the light. So there's a point of light in above everyone's head. That's a connection point for networking, lighted networking. And experience, there's a return flow that the being of light they are recognizes. This, it's like an inner handshake of you greeting them and them returning that greeting back to you. And sometimes it'll open up feelings and thoughts, and it's just like the person is right there. Good. And now let's extend this out to all of us here in this session today. And you don't have to know or remember all the names or know that there's exactly how many, whether it's 28 or 30 or 40, doesn't matter. Because as beings of light, we know. And if you just think and let that beam go out from your star in your upper room, it connects to everyone else that we're thinking of. And open to the warmth and support, the power of that group embrace of this light we're sharing. And experience this network of light that we have as a group today. So just in this moment, we've established, or we've tuned into, you could say, a network of light. We're amplifying this particular group network. And now we can extend that out to more people in your life, family, friends, coworkers, the babysitter, or anybody that you want to connect with this way for support and for awareness of the inner communication taking place. And the reason we spend time enlightening awareness is so that that communication isn't necessarily verbal, and we're not limited to words, but we can get it in knowing, sensing, or feeling, or some combination of all three. And it can be very, very subtle, or it can be very, the more you open up to the subtle, the stronger the experience of it becomes. Now let's expand this to include all of our actualism family of light, everyone who's working in awareness with actualism light work tools and techniques, whether they've just started or they've been doing it for many, many years. And we can even extend this to include those who are, whether they're in physical form or not, if they've gone on, left physical form, left this physical life, we can still communicate with them on the inner this way. let's extend our network of light in awareness to our family of light throughout the planet, light workers in awareness or not, whether they're in actualism or not. And remember, effortless effort. You're not, as a personality, taking on the load of the world by any means. You're just letting our light radiate out, touch the upper room of all those we're thinking of, and opening to their lighted communication back along that inner network. Now, one way we can be of service in the planetary work is to focus on the union, the linkage with the upper rooms of those beings of light whose personalities are in a position to help solve problems in that area, whether it's emergency services or diplomatic or military, or whatever it is they're doing, we can help the immortals to work things out in the way that's best for everyone concerned. We don't even have to figure out in our own, and thank goodness we don't, because it would be mind-boggling to try to, we don't have to take on that heavy responsibility of who should do what should happen. Just allowing the light to flow and unifying in this way with this lighted network, we help empower those on the scene at any level of authority, from top to bottom. We're helping solve problems. We're helping them solve problems. We're making available our unified love and light for them to find solutions to what sometimes seem to be overwhelming and insoluble problems. But within every problem, there is a solution. This is also a way that, as a group, we can support those in need of healing. And I'm sure all of us know someone who's in need of healing. So if there's someone or a group that you would like to help, you can just unify with them and send that laser beams of light out from the upper room of crystal white energy, and their immortals, the beings of light that they are, will take that energy and use it in whatever way it can best serve to accelerate and facilitate the healing that they need. And experience open to the essence that comes back to you with love and gratitude, for we know that whatever we do for others, we do for ourselves, and there's that instant return. And when we're linked with these lighted networks, what we do for ourselves, we're also doing for others. So we don't subscribe to the idea that it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's we consider it equally blessed to give and receive. And experience the group joy and appreciation of work, being able to work together in this way, where personality, co-pilot, and immortal pilot or being of light are acting as one. So it is as above, so below, as below, so above, or as within, so it becomes outwardly on the outer. So as we work with the networks of light, we're never actually alone. We have... And yet, at the same time, we have our privacy, we have our, if we seek solitude, no problem. This doesn't interfere with that. But we don't have to feel or think or perceive that we're cut off from communication or support of others. Because after all, being human, we're very social in nature. We depend on each other. And from the time a little baby comes in, helpless, depending on the parents, to growing up to become interdependent, and that is part of our nature. Isn't it great to know that we're never actually alone, and to be able to not only know it, but experience it, move into the experience of it by touching into and tapping into the networks of light, the spiritual network. So this will continue, and it's great to amplify it by thinking of it at least once a day, but even several times a day. You can do this in the morning when you wake up, and you can connect this way with those you're going to be dealing with that day, so that when you do interact with them in person or on the phone or by email or whatever, it helps bring out the best of the potential of that interaction and that communication. You can do this in the evening when you're just before you go to sleep, to assimilate from those interactions you've had that day, and to also prepare for the dream work that we do, where a lot of our experiences of these inner networks are revealed to us in dreams. So, as we continue to assimilate, the work will continue, and be aware of it, enjoy it, and enjoy the benefits of the spiritual network that is made up of these lighted networks we've built over a very long period of time, and they continue to grow stronger as each of us link in awareness, with enlightened awareness, we can amplify the benefits of it for ourselves and for those we work with on a personal level and a group level and a planetary level. So thank you all, and I'll see you on the internetworks.